Here we are, my humble abode. Shoes off, coats on the rack. I don't want snow trailing everywhere.
You call this humble? Stella, you have a Christmas tree in every corner. Is this one made of glass?
I have a theme for every room. The glass tree is the winter wonderland corner. Don't get me started on the kitchen. It's gingerbread dreams.
And this is why I don't let her host parties at my place. She'd take over the decorating.
Please, your minimalist chic is just code for lazy. Now sit, get comfortable. Drink's coming right up. What's your poison? Whiskey, mulled wine, mojito? I've got a bottle of Bailey's if you're feeling indulgent.
She's trying to impress you. Usually it's a help yourself kind of situation.
Well, of course. It's not every day I bring someone back here. Or at least not someone new. So, do you feel special yet? Because you should. Arlene doesn't even take her shoes off for most people.
Hey, I like my heels. But your rugs are stupidly expensive, so I make the effort just for you.
Thank you, on behalf of my expensive rugs.
Okay, serious question. What's your take on Christmas movies? Are you a Hallmark romantic, or do you prefer the classics? Home Alone, Love Actually, The Holiday, and all that?
Don't let her fool you. She's a Hallmark addict.
What? No, I'm not.
Oh, please. You were sobbing during The Christmas Prince.
Stella, that was you. Don't project.
Fine. We both cried. Happy?
Yeah, whatever. And what about you? Any guilty pleasures when it comes to holiday movies?
You're full of surprises, aren't you? I like that.
Mm-hmm. But don't think you'll get away without answering our next question. Favorite holiday treat? And no, you can't say all of them.
I like you. You have good taste, a great laugh, and you haven't run for the door yet.
That's true. Most people don't know how to handle the two of us. But you? Maybe you're just really good at handling pressure.
Mm-mm. Careful, Arlene. You're not supposed to scare away our precious guest.
That wasn't supposed to be scary, but intriguing.
And are you? Intrigued, I mean. You've been awfully quiet since we got here.
Hey, no pressure. We just want to enjoy tonight.
Yeah.
Get to know you better.
Exactly.
No strings attached.
Tonight's about relaxing, laughing, and maybe finding out just how much fun we can have together. To good company and unforgettable nights.
And maybe a little mischief along the way.
So, you've managed to survive our questioning so far. Impressive. Most people would have buckled under Arlene's interrogation techniques.
Excuse me? My questions were delightful. You're the one with the piercing stare.
Oh, it's called charm, darling. Something you wouldn't know about.
Oh, please. You call it charm, but to me, it looks like you're trying to figure out if our charming guest is edible.
Well, what do you think? Do I look like I'd eat you alive?
See? Poor thing doesn't know whether to run or stay and find out.
I don't think so. That grin says it all. Admit it. You like the attention.
Oh, don't even try to play it cool. You're outnumbered here. If you think for a second we're letting you off easy, you're mistaken.
Exactly. This is the initiation. Only the strong survive.
So, be honest with us. Out of the two of us, who do you find the most attractive?
Ooh, careful how you answer. I do have control of the drink refills.
And I know where Stella hides the embarrassing photo albums. You're not as untouchable as you think, my dear.
It's adorable. Oh, I almost feel bad. Almost.
Oh, so cute. Look at that flustered little face. All right. Enough teasing. For now, let's make this easier. Truth or dare?
What? Too cliche? How about this? Arlene and I will ask questions, and if you don't want to answer...
You take a drink. Mm-hmm. Simple. And don't think we'll go easy on you.
Good. First question. What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on a date?
Drink up, sweetheart. We knew you'd fold on that one.
Your turn, Arlene. Give us a good one.
Okay. Who do you think is the better flirt? Me or Stella?
Oh, you're terrible. But now I want to know. Answer carefully. Diplomatic answers are boring. You've got to commit.
If you don't, we'll just assume the answer's me.
Dream on, darling. Everyone knows I'm the favorite.
All right. Last question for the night. Be honest. Are you having fun? Or are we too much for you?
See? I told you we picked a good one.
Fine. You win this round. But don't think we're done with you yet.
Oh, not even close. Remember that little moment we had in the restroom earlier? That was just a preview. Come closer. That sweet taste on your lips is delicious.
Let me have a taste too.
Well, was it as good for you as it was for us?
I'd say so, judging by that dazed look.
You are adorable when you're flustered. Isn't that right, Arlene?
Absolutely. Makes me wonder what other expressions we could coax out. Let's get a little more comfortable. Stella always leaves those big blankets and cushions by the fireplace. It's an invitation to cuddle up and get cozy. Come on, let's move to the floor. This is nice. You're so warm.
Careful, Arlene. You might melt our guest.
Oh, please. Like you're any better. I see that hand inching closer.
Can you blame me? It's hard to resist when we're all snuggled up like this.
Listen to that little gasp. I think someone's enjoying the attention.
Is that true? Do you like having both of us so close? Well, why don't you take these clothes off? There you go. Lift up your arms. Ah, you are so hot. I'm so glad we picked you for this. You're perfect. Don't worry. Enjoy yourself. Just lie down and watch us as we get naked too.
Let me help you.
Ow. Be gentle.
Sorry. I'm just excited. Stella, your skin is so soft.
Wow. You look amazing. Are you enjoying the view, sweetheart?
Relax. Let us take care of you.
Yeah. You don't need to do anything. For now. You smell so good. God. Oh, I love your breasts so much.
How does it feel to have both of us kissing your nipples like that? Pinching them.
Biting them. Makes me want to taste something else. Can I? Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. Let me just tie my hair back. Get it out of the way. There we go. Now. As good as I imagined. Even better, actually. How does it feel?
Yeah, keep kissing me like that. You want to feel how wet I am for you? That's right. Slide your fingers up and down my pussy. Oh, yeah. That feels good. Keep going. Good girl. Oh. Just like that. Hell yeah, I'll sit on your beautiful face. Let me just get comfortable. Here. How's that, gorgeous? You're enjoying this, huh? What do you like about it? Is it the view of my tits directly above you? Or is it my pussy so close to your mouth? Come on now, show me what you can do with that smart tongue of yours. Oh, that's really good. Keep doing that.
Now, I'm gonna put this vibrator right against my clit while I fuck you. Because I know it's gonna turn me on so much, and I won't be able to touch myself. Here we go. You ready for me? Good girl. Don't stop what you're doing with your mouth, okay? You don't want to let Arlene down, do you? She's counting on you to make her come.
Just like that.
Keep doing that. Will I slip another finger inside of you?
You like what she's doing to you?
Don't lose your focus, gorgeous.
Oh, that's so fucking
hot. That's it. You're taking it so well. I love the sound your wet pussy makes when I fuck you. Come for me. Come. comfort me.
Amazing. I'm impressed you were able to eat me out so well with what she was doing to you down there. Your moans were driving me insane, and your mouth is fucking incredible. You know that?
Oh, that was so hot. Your legs spread out for me while I was fucking you. The view of Arlene's ass right in front of me. Best Christmas gift ever. Thank you for joining us tonight, gorgeous. I think we should do this more often. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
I'm glad we all agree.